Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a T-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
The beat on that new Kylie song was so good, someone got sick.
I take promo to a whole new level. She said, the heart goes padum padum. I said, okay, bet.
You're like, see you at urgent care then, sweetie.
See you at CityMD, sweetie.
Not sponsored.
No, not sponsored, and often not encouraged.
Oh, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. Thank you for asking. I am on day 3 or 4, really, of it since I knew I had it. You know, everyone's going like, oh, I feel like I have allergies. It might not be allergies. Fun tip. So go get checked, especially if your heart rate starts going padum padum.
It's not funny, but like,
but that literally was why I was like, that's funny. I do feel like I'm spiking a bit in my fever, and that's why I went and did a little at home test. And yeah, so this week I had to cosplay as attending my own party.
Oh, I know.
That's the thing that I'm like embarrassed and sad and upset about, because shout out to Mr. DJ John Ali. He had his, well, yes, party, which I was supposed to co-host. And well, no, I, but like, I also didn't want to be like, yeah, I didn't want to be like canceled or don't go or anything like that. I just, you know, so I wanted to like promote it, obviously, still. I just had to secretly not be there. So that was the fun surprise. Now, moving forward, you'll never know if an event I promote is actually one I'll go to. It's like a fun mystery surprise. Will he show up?
Well, you are being responsible.
Yes, I did get some DM. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Some of these gays are messy and do not care about you and tell you to go out anyway. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, no.
Just going to say it. No.
I got similar messages around, like, when I had it the second time.
Yeah. I think the biggest mistake...
What did you just go cough on people? Like, what?
Yeah. Lick some doorknobs.
Yes. Especially at a party like that where you're... To talk, you have to be basically
real close,
in someone's...
Featuring Danielle Staub.
Yeah. Like, no.
Yeah. No, it wasn't going to be a thing. I think the biggest mistake is... Not that we're going to need to go down a political... detour, but like when they downgraded it from global emergency, I think everyone like decided it was over completely and doesn't exist and isn't real anymore. So,
oh,
you know,
it may not be an emergency, but it is still a thing. So
it is still a thing. So everyone, be aware, be safe, make good choices.
Antibodied for the summer.
That's my silver lining, is like maybe this will keep me coasting through. I can go see Madonna and Beyonce and everyone and not have to worry about it. So
yeah,
silver lining.
And BB Rexha.
And BB Rexha.
Yep.
In the meantime, you get to enjoy a little throwback nostalgia moment to our 2020 virtual episodes.
I get PTSD.
Because we are being responsible. Obviously, I am not coming to infect T. Kyle on his eve of birthday.
Oh, yeah. I was like, if you had like lied and gotten me COVID,
right?
I would have been sending you an invoice for my trip that's coming up next week. And I'd be like, you can repay me for these flights.
You as Snooki, like typing.
Yeah.
No, that would have been terrible.
Well, life goes on.
Sure does.
Well,
we've got
a lot
going on.
We will be antibodied for the summer and attending some shows, but speaking of shows, they are continuing on out in the world.
They are.
Miss Taylor, I still can't believe what I said last week, but I do stand by it. The Eras Tour continues, and we have a new Bad Blood remix that I think is going to become her, and I feel like you guys will get it on the podcast. I was going to post this on Instagram story, but I was like, they don't get it. This is going to be her Who Is It moment, I feel. The Bad Blood, hey, stop. She wasn't doing anything. She's fine. Hey, stop. Anthem, bop.
You know, one thing the Swifties do, they mobilize quickly and they create merch, because I already saw this on sweatshirts. I saw this knitted. I saw a remix. I saw every sort of thing on TikTok already.
Get a good lawyer.
Get a good lawyer, because she's coming for all of you and that security guard.
Yeah. Ooh.
Do you know the backstory?
A little bit, because I got every single angle on TikTok and I was invested.
Yes, including the outside angle, which was my favorite.
Oh, the people in the parking lot.
People just like staring at the Jumbotron being like, what?
What was that?
Yeah, I guess there was a little ruckus in the in between a security guard and a girl and her group of friends, where he was being allegedly overprotective of the talent and didn't like them. I don't know. They were like cheering or being normal at a concert.
I don't
right?
know. It looked like they were just shaking and crying at the front, because they were in the front row. So yeah. Taylor comes that way and it looks like they were just shaking and crying.
Yeah.
They're not trying to jump the gate.
Right.
They're just shaking and crying.
They're not doing
There's
anything.
A difference. Yeah, she's fine. She wasn't doing anything. Hey!
Well, the thing that I think really took it to the next level is that she stayed in beat with the song.
Like, fully in beat. The hey stop at the end needs to be the next Who Is It.
Yeah.
Which, if you don't know what that is, when we all started screaming Who Is It before Britney said, it's Britney, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's moments like this that, you know, really just add character.
Yeah, we love a fan chant. There are a few at Taylor's concerts, but this is definitely a new one. She's got 1, 2, 3, let's go, bitch, as well. So you can add to this one. Seems like it's been an exciting run for her.
Yeah,
she's it's up been in Massachusetts right now. And then I do think it's New York is next.
Oh,
which
East
we can
host,
you know, welcome to New York. That's instantly going to be a one of the secret songs. Somebody's going to be forced to hear that one.
1,000 Doves acoustic.
Well, probably be more likely to get it from her than Gaga.
Yeah, I've said enough last week. I'm not saying it this week, but I like for one second thought, should I go? And then I was like, no.
You know, when she does come around, you could just look at the same day and decide. But every time, look, even the Beyonce and it's just like the stadium of it all, really. The 70,000 people of it all.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
I don't know.
Maybe
I'll
you
wait
will.
Until 1989 Taylor's version.
Oh, and we didn't mention it last week because it happened, as always, like right after we recorded. But Michael, the boy who made up the bejeweled TikTok dance.
Oh, yeah.
So sweet. He got the 22 hat. She did the bejeweled dance in front of him and gave him the hat. It was like, I mean, I'm not even a stan, but to really give it to the boy who came up with that little dance on TikTok, that was the right thing to do. It was very sweet.
And all of the angles from that, too. Like, the whole entire stadium, like, knows who he is. That's kind of crazy.
And she put out her hand and just grabbed his for like a moment just to hold his hand, which he basically passed away in that moment.
Me seeing Trisha Paytas at the Y in like New York.
The Y at 2 p.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah, 2 p.m. on a Sunday.
It will always kill me that the day that you told me you were going, I was like, what? It's lunchtime. Where are you going?
Yeah, well, the Eras tour is continuing on and we're watching on TikTok. And there's also another tour that is continuing into its, you know, next few dates. The Renaissance tour.
Renaissance.
In Brussels.
Love their sprouts.
Which she did say Brussels was a better crowd. And I was like,
she ooh. Did. She fully was just like, well, thank God you're here.
Ate sweet and up.
And she keeps looking happier and happier. She looks like she's having the most fun she's ever had on tour.
Honestly, yes. We were talking about this last night at dinner. Like, I was with some friends and they all said the same thing. They were like, I don't think I've seen her this happy since back in the day when she put that mic to the fan and the girl was like, ooh. Like, we were talking about how, like, there was like an era of her just kind of being like on stage, like in focus. And now it's kind of going back to that sort of vibe of the. I would love if she brought that back, the like fan mic.
Oh yeah. Moment. She's probably not after Sweden couldn't sing Love on Top.
Baby, it's you.
I wouldn't mind 3 hours of her just judging everyone singing.
Oh, I would live for that.
No, it's true, especially during that section where she kicks into the Michael Jackson / Madonna like march down the runway. I think it's Break My Soul. I forget, but She's just so happy. And all the dancers, I love seeing so much of Honey Balenciaga killing it. And it's like all these faves, Amorphis, are involved. It just feels really joyous and celebratory.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Amorphis for getting the credit listing
so crazy.
On her website. And then he's doing a mini tour. He's going to be at Elsewhere in New York.
Oh, that's amazing. Have to check him out. That's so cool. He's skyrocketed. Deservedly so.
Yeah, deserved. But there's also another video that is going viral of Beyonce's intro moment, which has a new outfit that is like Beyonce Rabbit, Jessica Rabbit inspired, but silver with a huge slit up the leg. It is so fucking good.
It's so good. It's very like, I'm getting the intention of this section more and more, like lounge singer, sort of like stripped intro. And welcoming you into the club renaissance.
This outfit fits that better. It's like,
yep.
It's literally Jessica Rabbit, but Beyonce.
Ugh, so good. It looks amazing. I'm really excited. Now, we have had to unfortunately sacrifice, what was it? Like Thick, All Up in Your Mind, and Drunk in Love, maybe, has been shaved off of the rest of the European dates as of right now. And it's probably curfew or something related, but that's been a bit of a bummer. However, you never know.
I don't know.
We'll see what happens in the US.
I also wonder if it could be something technical, like with the stage.
That's true.
That section has the riser, but I don't know.
I don't know. This is why I am being an annoying asshole for saying it, but it's why I'm going to see Madonna opening night, because they shave off things that don't work anymore. Like, you might see something opening night that they just realize doesn't work for a whole tour or something.
Yeah.
So I want to see all the mistakes. I want to see all the one-time only songs just because I'm insane like that. But also, this is just what happens. Like, they've got to test it out on the road. And sometimes things just don't make the cut. Like that. We always talk about the He About to Lose Me. Well, we lost her. We lost that one real quick.
We did. I didn't. But
you didn't. Exactly.
Yeah. Also, I think we've lost the Mugler, the B outfit.
Yes, we have a new one.
Which I'm hoping that maybe they're doing some tailoring and updating her, because that Mugler look is one of the best looks on the tour.
Yeah, she's moving more on the second one. So I wonder if the first one was like fashion, but not practical.
But that's fine. Give me the fashion, not practical. Because yeah, it's so slay.
It's very slay. And yeah, she does.
We
that
know
goofy.
You can move.
Oh, yeah. That's been my whole thing this whole tour. If anyone has any shit to say about the dancing, it's like Beychella should have given her like a written pass to never have to dance again.
It did.
You know, it's like, we don't, yeah. you don't need to do it ever again to that level, to that intensity. Like, just relax and have a good time. Hand the mic out to the crowd. Embarrass themselves. It's been a good time.
Exactly. I agree.
Now, she is popping up. I'm going to Mighty Hoopla June 1st through 5th, and she is popping up on that weekend in London. I might try for a day of. Yes.
Do it.
But the crazier thing is Kelly Rowland is headlining Mighty Hoopla.
Oh my God, maybe she'll bring her out.
Right? She's doing one of the nights, so I'm wondering, I might try and go for the other night and see if she'll at least attend, I feel like, if not, get on stage.
Oh my God, Kelly Rowland opening as the lounge singer doing Commander Acoustic.
Commander Acoustic.
From here on
I know
out.
Y'all know the words to this one.
I'll be your...
Oh, I would die. I would die.
She will definitely attend.
Yeah.
What if Beyonce goes to Kelly's Mighty Hoopla?
Oh my God. You never know. You never know. I'll be boots on the ground. I'll find out.
Yeah, get your little boots on the ground there.
Little cha-cha boots last season.
Beyonce has also teased something new on Instagram.
Oh, that's true.
Which I'm kind of also loving this Instagram era for her because she's doing photos again and paparazzi era again. Mm-hmm. And anyway, she's hinting at what looks to be a hair care line.
Yes. She said she grew up in a salon. Didn't she say she was singing in the salon or something? Or helping out her mom?
Yeah.
Something to that effect.
Used to perform for the clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it looks like we're going to get Bee hair care.
Beyonce hair care.
Mm-hmm.
Kenya Moore is going to have a field day with this.
Oh.
If you guys know that reference when she's like, everyone thinks I'm Beyonce. It's like.
Gone with the Wind hair care. You know what? This is what all the girls are doing. We like diversifying our businesses. You know, this is a financial podcast, so maybe she'll expand portfolios and dividends.
And amongst all our faves, we're set. We've got skincare, hair care, makeup, fashion, bops.
Hair vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need. Yeah, they've covered everything. Personal lubricant.
from your head to your toe to the depths of your vagina. Legends only lifestyle. Oh my God, we should have like an affiliate page.
We should. Oh my God.
Beyonce hair care, playground, desoy wine. What else is there? Rare beauty, Rem beauty, the rusted Britney Spears Ubers. Pretty girls Ubers that have probably been sitting somewhere.
Candies for Kohl's with mothballs in them.
What else? Oh man, there's too much.
Jessica Simpson edible dessert beauty.
Got it all.
We really do.
A Legends Only pop-up shop.
Coming soon.
Honestly, that's a concept.
It is.
Yeah. Well, you are going to London, so... Speaking of the West End, we have some news.
We have some news. Buckle up, everyone. Hitting the West End, you know, for two people who don't go to the theater much, we do end up talking about it every week. But you know what? There's just too many developments. Nicole Scherzinger is about to be Norma Desmond in Sunset Boulevard coming this September in the West End, which is kind of fan fiction dream casting, if I'm honest.
I'm not familiar with this Sunset Vibes.
Right, it is Sunset Vibes. So this is a movie adapted for the stage, but basically the plot is about a washed-up star who is desperate to stage a comeback. It is...
Is she playing that
Yes,
star?
She is. Oh. Yes, she is.
No way.
I'm not kidding.
Does she know?
You definitely know a few lines from it. It's very, very famous. Just like, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.
I don't know that.
Well, Mr. Photographer, I think I'm ready for my close-up, Brittany.
I know that.
Yep.
Is that what that's from?
I believe so.
Was that inspired by?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay. And also, there's just so many lines. Like, I'm big, it's the pictures that got small.
Oh.
She's very bitter. She's twisted. It's like campy. It's very, she's hell-bent on becoming a star again. And so to have Nicole playing this is just,
life imitates art.
I'm attending. I'm bringing a bouquet of roses for stage exit. I'm ready.
Is this the one that's posted where it's her singing like, never, never, or like whatever that one is, where she like slayed?
She did Cats. She's never done this. Yeah.
I thought she was also supposed to do the Death Becomes Her thing.
Yeah, she did the celebrity like reading of it, which doesn't guarantee like casting. That's just sort of like a preview situation.
We'll see.
Yes, it's set to happen in September, which just so happens to be when the Sugar Babes are performing at the O2, and I should be returning for that. So I don't want to say it's destiny, but...
I would say it is.
I think it is. Yes. The quick synopsis is, so you know who she is. Desperate for cash, a screenwriter, Joe Gillis, has a meeting with a faded silent film star. Norma Desmond lives in her crumbling Sunset Boulevard mansion with only her butler to keep her company. She's become a sad, demented recluse, convinced the outside world is clamoring for her return. Enticing him with the prospect of script work, she puts him up in her mansion, and he becomes more involved and entangled in her life.
Wow.
It's so
actually
good.
Now that I think about it, I feel like I've heard that name before. Norma Desmond.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah.
It's a classic, and it's gonna be so good to have her in the role. She's gonna kill it. Obviously doesn't need to act at all.
No, I was to say she has life experience to pull from.
This is literally the story of her locking Max Martin in her mansion. Being like, the people want a follow-up to Big Fat Lie.
They do. How do we get them to stop talking about React? I've had enough of the other girls.
It's the pussycats who got small.
Well, you are going to be in London soon. So
I am.
To let everyone know, we are going to be taking a little bit of a break for
we're going to see the world.
We are. We're going to travel the world. We're going to have experiences. But we are taking a break after... This weekend, I'm going away on a trip, and then Brad is going away on a trip, but we do have, for our icon tier subscribers, over on patreon.com/legendsonly, we will be doing our monthly live chat on May 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern, which, if you don't know what that is, for our icon tier subscribers, we hop on Discord once a month, and we chat for like an hour, 2 hours. It's basically a full episode. And we chat live with our subscribers. So, yeah.
Yeah, we've got that. And we may have a bonus episode coming as well.
Maybe so. Now, on my trip, I am going to be on the beach.
Mm.
And so there were some swimsuits that were making headlines this week. So I think that's fitting for a little segment that we like to call...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Martha Stewart is on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Yeah.
Serving,
81 years old, killing it, killing the girls. It was multiple covers as well. There was also Kim Petras.
Mm-hmm.
And basically between Martha and Kim, they've riled up a certain demographic, shall we say. And I'm enjoying everyone being mad and steamed.
Are people really mad? Oh, I guess. I mean,
of course.
I haven't really looked, but...
Everyone's an idiot.
How can you not love Martha Stewart? Like, I don't... She's just living her life. I mean, she
really
might
is.
Have committed some crimes, but she...
Who amongst us hasn't?
She's just... thriving, and her captions are always really funny, and yeah,
she looks fabulous in this orange, I don't actually know what that is,
bathing suit. We also have another British Vogue.
Just does it. They just know how to do it. Miley Cyrus for British Vogue, shot by Steven Meisel, the legend, sex book shot himself, Madonna sex book.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
This is the place for legends.
Truly, and to no surprise, she is channeling just a little bit of Madonna. In some of these inside shots, like, oh, the va-va-voom hair. Oh, yeah. And she also gave a very interesting, very honest interview that did rile some of the girls by her honesty. But you know what? I think it's better to be very candid about how you're feeling now as a pop star than to fake the funk, basically.
Agreed.
I don't know if did you see the quotes float around? No. So she basically talked about how she just doesn't really want to tour anymore.
Oh.
She said it doesn't really feel natural to perform in front of like tens of thousands of people. She feels alone up there and it doesn't really fulfill her. And like, she doesn't really feel like she needs to do that just to, if she doesn't really feel it. So, oh, the police are coming right now for me even saying that.
Smilers. Get him.
Get him.
See you again. No, we won't. Not after this.
Party in the jail. Yeah, so she was pretty candid about that. She talked about just kind of being tired. It was very Hillary, I will say. She said she's kind of prioritizing self-care. She's not really, you know, her wild days are a bit behind her kind of vibe.
Maybe that's what she meant by endless summer vacation.
She said, I'm going on vacation and I am not coming back. But my thing with Miley is just like Demi and Hillary, to a degree. The Disney girls especially really like to discredit everything they just did the album before or the era before. They do a 180 a lot. They change their mind a lot. They say they're done. Then they make a rock album. Then they're really edgy and tour a lot. You know, it's like, I never fully trust them. I believe what they truly feel in that moment is true. But I also feel like they change their minds. Which I think is very human. It's human.
Yeah, that's a human thing. Like,
Who among us is not a hypocrite?
Honestly, I saw a really good TikTok the other day that talked about hypocrisy and how if you are a person, sorry, this is like, I'm taking this, go to Oprah.
No, but it's valid.
It was talking about how if you are a person who strives to evolve and open your mind and your heart and change and learn new things, etc., that inherently you are a hypocrite because you are always changing and evolving your worldviews, essentially 100%. Saying that to strive for authenticity, you have to be a hypocrite because you're evolving and changing your mind.
Completely.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that's where she's at right now. She also talked about, like Gaga, she has chronic pain and inflammation as well, which she doesn't really talk about that much.
Relatable queen.
She also talked about the fact that she only hangs out with gay men, and then when they come over, they do fitness class.
How stereotypical.
We do a whole class based off of Nicki Minaj, or we have a Britney series. I have a Madonna Vogue series, which is the entire choreography with our little weights.
Watch, she has a special that's like lifting it with Miley.
She should.
I mean, that's a concept there. I don't want to, she's fine. She doesn't need ideas from me, but like, that would be a fun special. Like I need to shut my mouth. Anyway.
Yeah, she's just, basically the big thing that floated around, in my opinion, was the fact that she said, singing for hundreds of thousands of people isn't really the thing that I love. There's no connection. There's no safety. It's also not natural. It's so isolating. Because if you're in front of 100,000 people, you're alone.
Well, she's and keeping I think, it real. And I yeah,
I mean,
that.
I do too. Like, I'm sure it doesn't hit that well with some people, but I like when people are honest about that.
Hey, stop.
Yeah.
She's fine.
And you know what? One day she's going to change her mind and see, like, I want to see everybody again. And that's going to be fine too. And yeah, we're all going to go to the tour. So, hypocrisy. Get into it.
Slay. Oh, that actually, the gay thing makes me think of so many ideas that she could do. I feel like I'm having throwback to our interview with Sugar and Spice. But like, when Sugar would go on those tangents of like creative inspirations, me right now. But I'm not going to give away. Yeah, but I'm not giving away free ideas on here. I will be available for hire if anyone out there. Yes, I'm actually serious though. I will be available for hire when I am back from my vacation. So give me a call. I need to stop giving away free ideas.
Unlike Miley, you will be returning from your endless summer vacation.
Well, it won't be endless. It's 1 week. It's 1 week vacation. Finally.
Finally. While you're on vacation, I'm assuming you won't be scrolling TikTok as much.
I'm going to try not to be. I'm going to try to be off my phone, but I am bringing my laptop because I, you know, in case I need to make a bop by the pool.
Emergency bop by the pool.
Emergency bop by the pool. I think it's time we have a little bit of TikTok talk. Hot off the trails of Eurovision. I wanted to give a shout out to Trisha Paytas for doing a TikTok with the bop unicorn that we talked about in our Eurovision recap, which is over on Patreon. I was like, okay, Queen is aware. She's always up with the trends.
It also makes sense because Israel and her husband.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that adds up.
Yeah, she was probably pulling for her.
Also, Loreen's tattoo has become a cap cut trend, which if you don't know what that is, it's basically people make these templates on CapCut, not sponsored. And there's one going viral right now that is Loreen's tattoo.
Is it her performing?
No. Someone took the song and then like credited it to themselves and made a CapCut trend. And so all the comments are like, this is Loreen's tattoo. Song tattoo by Loreen.
What's the prompt?
It's like a, you know the, this, how the synth kind of has like that, I can't do it.
Yeah,
but it has like a, there's like a keep, what the fuck
T Kyle does mouth sounds for 1 hour does, straight.
It's like like
that's what the doctor said my heart sounded like.
Yeah. It goes like and so then like the CapCut trend is just like you add a bunch of like, it's very sunset vibes is the all of the ones I'm seeing, where it's like vacation photos of like the sunset and like beach, like really fast. And then it ends on like the prettiest one. That's, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe I'll make one when I'm on vacation.
Well, you know, I don't really get involved in what the Eurovision audience wants. We watch it for ourselves and we like what we like. But lo and behold, a lot of people apparently were very up in arms about Loreen winning. They really wanted Finland to win the cha-cha-cha song, which we kind of predicted. We like once that audience vote came in, we were like, oh, the viewers wanted this song. So she's gotten a little backlash on TikTok.
Backlash on social media?
I know, it's crazy. But like it's just still thriving. Song. She just charted number 2 in the UK, so everyone can eat it. And a lot of the girls did well in the UK. May, the I wrote a song which flopped in the vote, came in at number 9, I believe. So she's getting some justice, and the Ava Max Norway girl also, I think, is number 10.
Oh.
Alessandra. So it's nice they're getting their chart praise after the show, even if the voting didn't exactly reflect it.
They're all winners.
That's right.
And like all the songs are released, so it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't get involved in the Eurovision discourse. It's too much.
No, it's far too much.
We However, have enough to Loreen, worry about here.
Late breaking news. Loreen is now doing the festival I'm going to, so I'm going to go see her do it live.
Oh my God, that sure is going to be a mighty hoopla.
Very iconic. I'm going to have to wear the nails in honor of her.
Oh, and like put the... Oh, you don't have long hair, but like...
I need like a sandwich to get myself inside of and like... Oh, police coming for me again. Now I can't even mention Eurovision.
Deserved.
They're like, we wanted Finland.
Also, speaking of like the police, like...
Yeah,
they turned off their... I've been noticing it too, like...
Alarm.
No, but like... Is it just me, or is it so much louder now?
They said, I want to turn that shit up.
Yeah, like, when, like, a fire truck or, like, a cop car goes by me, it like, hurts. I'm like, wait, am I old, or is it just actually louder now?
Maybe that's what they put in the budget to increase the volume.
Turn that up.
Oh.
Like, look.
Literally.
Literally, it's so loud.
Sir. That is a lot.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail. Of
emotion for safe.
What did she do?
Welcome to New York, Taylor. Yeah. This is what's waiting for you.
City of dreams.
City of dreams. I fucking love it.
Well, speaking of dreams,
Oh my God.
Someone's dream came true this week.
A two for one, really.
Yeah. Mine.
Mm-hmm.
Countess Luann. Oh, the saga continues, you guys. So Countess Luann, like we predicted, was going to react to the Madonna video of Keep On Serving Cavunt. And I don't think I've laughed this hard in since like last week when we talked about the Meg. But like, this reaction is so funny and so Luann and so exactly what I wanted this to be.
Keep on serving. I love it. Madonna's doing it. I love it. She knows how to serve some, you know what. Boom. Iconic.
It's phenomenal. It makes no sense
Madonna's
either.
Madonna's doing it. Oh, I love it. Oh, no. She certainly knows how to serve some you know what. Okay. It's like the way that she says Madonna's doing it, like it is this
like a national, it's the Macarena.
This is the national anthem that like everyone has to perform in school every morning and put their hand over their heart.
And they
before every baseball game and basketball game. Like that's which they should have to, but the way that Madonna's doing it, oh, I love it.
I love it.
Okay.
I love the like, boom,
boom. We even got a little live vocal. I love how she also did like a live vocal, but she's like, keep on serving. Cunt.
Yes, she did.
Keep on serving, you know what, okay. I need to know if Madonna, she had to have seen Luann reacting to this.
She absolutely does not know who that woman is.
Has no idea who she is, but I feel like she probably saw it.
She's like, Lola, yeah. Who is this woman?
Oh, so that's what Cher's up to.
Yeah.
Oh, ew, we just snorted like a pig. Ew.
Boom.
Boom. Even Madonna's doing it.
Even Madonna's snorting.
You can't. This shit is so fucking funny. I really can't.
And you did get that tag.
She tagged. And I sent her a message after, and she liked it.
Ugh.
So I then followed up with a little pitch to Luann because I answered everyone's wishes on TikTok. They asked for a full version,
mm-hmm.
and I delivered, I think. I did Countess Luann, Keep On Serving Cavunt, Deep House Mix.
Yep.
Honestly, I will say, the beat, I kind of ate that.
Definitely, I like the beat.
Yeah. It was fun, so,
yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. Okay, well, I won't ask any more, you know, I won't put the proposal out in public, but
oh well, I mean, it's I just said I made a full mix.
Put this on Spotify
and it's Deep House. Would you want to put this on Spotify with our artist names together? I think it could be fun for the summer. And then I also said I would also love to do a mix of Chic C'est La Vie because I feel like it just needs to be in my legacy.
I can go for it.
Yeah, why not? What's she gonna do? Ignore it or say no?
Well, who maybe cares? Send another cease and desist. Who yeah.
Yeah, fine, I'll take it. Keep adding to the lore.
Keep on adding.
Yeah, I just think it's so funny, and it's doing really well on TikTok. And also, I have to shout out the listeners, because, and also the people on Patreon and on Discord, because that mix, originally, I was not even going to post it. It was like just a stupid little like practice project.
When you out of nowhere hit play on the after show on that, I knew it was going places. I will say that on the record. I was very taken aback live when that happened.
You were shook. I was like, wait, what?
No, there was magic in that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you unleashed something.
I did.
Now look, even Madonna's doing it.
Madonna's doing it. I think I'm gonna keep unleashing. Keep on serving bops, if you will.
I think you should.
I really am excited. I'm going to go for it. So thank you to everyone who's been like hyping it up and sharing it. And yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll just keep getting some good feedback and what's it called? Sound bites from the legends.
Oh, there's so many. I'm excited to see where this goes next, because like the Deep House one is now having a moment a little bit on TikTok.
Yes.
Because I added like the Herman Munster shoes.
Oh,
so like
right,
that could be
right,
a thing
right.
now. Also, I admitted on TikTok that I thought Herman Munster was a fashion designer.
Well, even for, Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
for probably like at least half a decade.
Yep.
And then I didn't get it until someone like posted a photo of it. And I was like, oh, wait. like that was really an iconic drag. Like Luann was so ahead of her time for that.
she really was. It was very like, what did she say? What she thought was coming down the stairs?
Yeah, she was like, because you just hear clacking of like Alex McCord being like, boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
She's like, what is that? Is that a buffalo coming down buffalo. The stairs?
she called her.
What's
her
going
on? Monster buffalo.
yeah.
it was ruthless.
And then
she drags like a drag queen.
Yeah, she really did. And then Alex walks out and she's like, is she trying to ruin our henna session? what is wrong with her? It's so good. And then they sit down and she's like, you came in those Herman Munster shoes. it's so good. That is so rude. And Luann's just like, well, you know. I'm obsessed. But yeah. And ironically, this is also like the New York stuff came out this week, which like divine timing. I did not know that the trailer was going to be dropping. I really didn't.
Oh, Ultimate Girls Trip, Road
yeah,
to Legacy?
Like the Legacy stuff. Like, I had already been working on the Deep House mix like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it all just divine timing.
God's timing is always right.
Is it?
Well, how do you serve cunt in a godly way? Cut to Christina Aguilera, dirty transition from the EMAs.
Oh, that is serving cunt in a godly way.
Yes.
Or like you Beyonce know, when she was pregnant, like leaning back in the chair.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And to your point of did I make that ricochet in pop culture? I mean, that
I
Twitter
know.
Prompt that went everywhere this week. Who's to say? I don't know.
It's everywhere.
Seems pretty Cavanti to me.
It seems like it may have been. I love it. Oh, my God. I can't get too excited because I don't want to like be embarrassing. But like I like making this moment. Oh my God. It's so good.
It's really good.
Like, I never thought I was going to outshine my ASMR, like, beast moment. Like, I was like, oh, what's it called when it's like, not my orifice. Oh God. Magnum opus.
Your orifice.
yeah. I knew it started with an O. I was like, I thought my ASMR video was going to be my magnum opus. Is it magnum opus?
Yep.
Okay. I feel like this is it now. For now.
Well, I think this was a well-deserved magnum opus of the moment.
yeah. Also, some self-promo really quick, and then I'll shut the
fuck
up.
No, it's good.
Traces of You got played on UK's Kiss dance channel on a Future Dance mix, and I was freaking the fuck out, and it got added to another Deep House playlist like 2 days ago. What? So, Traces of You era not over yet. She's still going.
Ooh. I love that.
Even Madonna's doing it.
Even Madonna's doing okay. Traces of You.
Traces of Kavan. But yeah, now I'll stop promoting myself. I'm tired.
No, it's good. You've got plenty of fans who are clamoring. You'll get inspiration on vacation. You'll
oh,
come
totally.
Up with something new.
The Luann mix was, there's a hint of Dom Dala in there. I don't know if people like, I think you'll get it now, but like, yeah. Anywho, let's, speaking of serving Kavan in a godly way, some new music this week.
The curls came hard, both with music present and past, starting with Lana Del Rey's decade-old Say Yes to Heaven, serving Kvant from 2012, if you can believe it. One of her demos from Ultraviolence, written with Rick Knowles, has been rolling around, leaked forever ago, leaked in different versions over the years, always tried to fit it on albums. Well, it became a TikTok trending sound, and eventually somebody at Interscope or her father, somebody was just like, just put it on streaming already. Because it's like huge, just like Queen of Disaster and a million of other demos. So she finally put it out there, along with a sped up version, which shook me that she would actually allow that.
It's smart to do.
It's smart to do. All the girls have been doing their TikToks to it, so why not? It's been a decade in the making, and now, of course, everyone wants her to keep going and release all the other ones that are huge on TikTok, aren't on streaming. So, maybe you can nudge her and do a remix.
Oh my god, I'll do anything at this point, honestly.
Honestly, that could be an idea. There are some other ones that are primed for a Spotify release. We need them to happen.
It could be her next Summertime Sadness dance pop.
Yeah, she'll hate it. I reject it. Love that. We've also got, we were just talking about her during the Miley section. You know, she's a rock girl. She likes to rock out. Demetria Lovato did the rock version of Heart Attack a few weeks ago, and apparently she said, let's keep it going. Let's keep the good vibes going, because now we're getting Cool for the Summer rock version.
I'm really into this, like, rock interpolation of her own songs.
Especially because she did these versions on tour. There are people being, like, bitchy about it, shockingly, on social media, but I'm like,
Why? If the girls are feeding you more,
mm-hmm.
either take a bite or don't. Like, why are you mad? Like,
right. Sit at the table or go home, sweetie.
Like, imagine if someone just handed me the entire Britney discography in Deep House form. Am I going to complain about that? No.
What if it's just Brightest Morning Star Deep House?
It would slay.
It would still slay. I don't understand being upset about this, because...
Me neither.
It's also, like, who she is right now. So, she's meeting you where she's at.
The only complaint I have about this is that all of the girls are feeding us so much that it's hard to consume all of it. But, like, I'm not mad that they're doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is my modern existential crisis. But that's, like, a whole other story.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up.
And it's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad at more.
Yes. So there is that. Also, shout out to our dance queen, Annabelle England. She put out a song called Strangely Sentimental. Love her. Love this bop. She's done a lot of cool EDM tracks over the years.
Well, speaking of some EDM bops,
oh.
I have a few recommendations that I would like to just quickly shout out. First is Joel Corey and Katie Baser, Dance About It bop. I love a speak in an accent dance anthem. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to dance about it, bop. And then some other songs that came out a couple years ago that, like, I just discovered or, like, finally listened to, I don't know what, but have been on repeat for me.
That's what this section is all about.
I'm getting caught up. Power of Four needs one girl more. Mel C, that song Overload. The Kareem Nas remix.
Oh.
She posted it as an Instagram reel, and it was in my feed, and I was like, wait, this is a fucking bop, but it came out, like, years ago.
Yeah, she had a pandemic era album.
Yeah.
Mel C, 2020, Overload was on that album.
And I don't think I caught obviously, I didn't catch the remixes when they dropped.
That's a great record.
Yeah, but this remix, I was like, wait a minute, summer vibes here.
Summer vibes.
And then the Idol finale is coming up, which is my last night of work. And there is a contestant on there. And I feel like it's fine that I say this now, because when you guys hear this, the season will basically be over. Well, yeah, we'll be over. But my favorite contestant, I'm not supposed to pick favorites, but, like, I have one. Her name is Nutza. And I literally think she could win Eurovision. Like, she is such a perfect contender for Eurovision. She has a song called Let You Go that is a bop. Like, it's very, she gives me shades of Inna, and I just think she's so fun. And just keep an eye on Nutza is basically what I'm trying to say. I want her to win Eurovision, because the American Idol audience, like, voted her out, and I'm like, you have no taste, but it's fine. But yeah.
I don't have any taste currently, actually, but.
Wait, you really did lose your taste? Like, actually?
Yeah, for like.
Oh no.
I did just eat a raw clove of garlic, and I did taste that. So I guess it's not back. Completely. She's still got it, girls. But, you know, yes. So there's plenty happening during that Idol finale, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, I mean, when you guys hear this, it will already have happened. But yeah.
Oh, right.
Jasmine Sullivan, Kylie. As of us recording this now,
TLC.
Yes, TLC.
Yeah, there was like 16 names.
Yeah, there's a lot. So we'll see how it goes. But
they really just said, anybody in town want to come in?
I mean, hey. That's happening tomorrow as we're recording this and aired yesterday if you're listening to this. So congratulations to the winner. Don't know who it is yet, but
yeah, you should sure. auto, you should AI your voice and be like, congratulations to blah, blah, blah.
It should have been Nutsa.
Well,
in my opinion. But also, I wanted to shout out the new Dom Dalla Nelly Furtado song that he posted a clip of on social media. And I just wanted to tell everyone that I realized I heard the entire thing at the Brooklyn Mirage and I didn't even realize it because it was like the first drop of it. And when I talked last week about his intro, remember I was like, oh my God, his intro was so good. It was the Nelly Furtado song in its entirety. But I just thought that it was like an intro vibe, but it was the one that had like the snakes and shit and like all the tattoo font. So it's all clicking. And I literally have a video of it. Like I filmed it because the fire was on beat with the bass. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
She self-references in the song. She says like, fly like a bird.
Yeah, all the lyrics are her own self-references. Yeah.
Love that.
But yeah.
They need to drop it immediately.
They need to drop it immediately. It was so good. And also the crowd went like apeshit for it. And like no one knew at the time that it was this next drop until his tweet where he was like, this is the song.
And they're announcing some festivals in fall and winter, and her name's on them. I've seen like her name on a few, so it feels like the Furtado Sans is coming.
I am so ready for a Furtado Sans.
Mm-hmm. It's about time.
Let loose.
Let loose.
I will do a deep dive for Loose.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I can get behind. But yeah, those are my bops.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, we also had a fan demanded.
Did we?
Well, for 100,000 retweets.
How many did she get this time?
Miss Rita Ora is, if nothing else, her own biggest fan because she gave us Praise You version 2 due to the high demand for more.
Yeah, this caption was sending me. She said
that was a shocking caption.
Surprise!
But also not
shocking. Due to the high demand for more. And I was like, who said that?
The clamoring, the commotion, the kerfuffle in her comments for more Praising You, Rita Ora. You got like an alternate take of the classic Rita Ora bop. She's so giving.
I mean, again, so it's like, why not? You know, like.
Oh, why not?
Why
She's
not?
Got time.
Every song has multiple versions. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Well. From one Albanian who doesn't stop working to another.
Fact.
Shout out to our queen of the pod, Bibi Rexha, who finally released the song that she was teasing a little while ago and then kept it quiet and then it came back. This Pinau Ozuna Bibi Stars song. Love it. She gave us an AI video.
Yeah, it was like AI, but like not, but like was.
Yeah.
And
you
then
know.
People were eating her up in the comments, being like, oh, interesting choice to do AI.
I know.
And just erupted into that whole discourse. I was like, oh.
They could have just as easily done a lyric video, and it's like, okay. You know, it's just like, it's obviously not her. It's an AI thing. It was obvious that it's not actually her. It's like an animated video.
Yeah.
I'm not as bothered when it's very clearly like a art piece, and they're not pretending it's like me, you know, her actually there. But anyway, Stars, the song itself, it's giving Bibi Minogue, it's giving disco, breathy, baby voice fantasy. I love it for her.
I'm confused why it's not on Bibi.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because it's like really a Pinau song and...
Oh, maybe.
Like who owns what and, you know, all that.
Who owns the throne?
Who owns my heart?
You do, Bibi. But, Bibi, we need one in a million before Pride. So
yeah, I'm
get
sure
on that.
That's coming for the BB Deluxe.
I also love her BB necklace that she's been wearing. It's giving like the Wendy Williams W, you know?
It is.
Like,
it is
iconic.
Very.
But yeah.
Yeah. In addition, we also have the latest taste of chemistry from Miss Kelly Clarkson called Favorite Kind of High, written, surprise, surprise, just in time for Pride by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, good old Carly Jenner.
Carly Jenner. This is her first upbeat offering from the album, and it is a...
thank God. I like that clip of Ramona that's like, thank God.
It's definitely a Carly co-write. You can hear it.
You can hear it, Carly.
And this is the, you know, when she announced the album, she was like, oh, it's about all versions of chemistry, not just like conflict and divorce. Divorce, babes, divorce. So this is her uplifting, up-tempo moment. It's for the gays. It's for fun. Summertime, something to dance to. You know, she likes to have fun.
Yeah. So if this is like, you know, in the shades of chemistry, I would say mine is like sulfur. And this is close. This is closer to O2 for me.
Not this.
Although the Mine Ty Sunderland remix fucking bop.
Is that closer, like phosphate or neon?
Yeah, that's, is neon an element?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Diamond. Oh, it could be like gold, silver, diamond. Yeah. The Mine Ty Sunderland remix is like definitely diamond. And then this is like more, I would say like gold.
Would you say it's good as gold?
Oh, bop. People have been asking me to remix that too.
Honestly, with everything that's been going on.
Like I said, when I get back from vacation, my I'm available. I need some way to pay my rent. So, hi. But yeah, favorite kind of high. I like this direction better. I think that it doesn't fully go off for me, but I really like the ending where she switches up that vocal into like that, those two notes, and then like does the vocal run.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is, I'm liking this better. This is much more my speed.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it does sound she's going to give us a lot of flavors on this album.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
And speaking of the album, actually, that you pointed out, Kesha's Gag Order is out this week, too.
Yeah.
With Eat the Acid and Fine Line and Only Love Can Save Us Now. A lot of the girlies on Discord really liked Peace and Quiet. There was talk of, like, hyper-pop vibes. There was a Bjork reference in, I think, Something to Believe In or some. A lot of names being thrown around on the Discord. I saw the chat happening. Very autobiographical, obviously, very raw, different sound for Kesha. A heavier listen, for sure, and also more, you know, obviously less radio-friendly.
Yeah.
More introspective, confessional.
I'm kind of into it. Like, like you said, it's not radio, but I really liked the drama.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was cool what she did with it. I also was going to ask you, because I was trying to dig and see if this was real, and I think it is, but I saw people talking about how this album is technically her sixth and final one with her contract.
I saw that. I believe it. I believe it is. There were some articles that said it. Yeah.
Because she hasn't said
anything.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. No.
But if it was, I think it's a really interesting way to like handle the last album by having it be so autobiographical and really go there. She also dragged her mom in that one lyric, which like her mom made the TikTok to, where she was like, and now I'm getting sued because my mom keeps tweeting. And yeah.
Yeah, we actually talked about the... There was a Rolling Stone article that she did a few weeks back where there was a lot of context behind the album. It was a good read if you want to check that out, about why, how she made the songs and what inspired the songs. That now that we have the album, will make more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's out here. It was a lot this New Music Friday.
Yeah.
And then obviously there's one that we have not yet discussed that I might have, you might have seen me mention on social media at some point. briefly.
A few times. I think you enjoy it from what I'm gathering.
I might enjoy it. My body might have really listened to it a little too literally. Miss Kylie Minogue has kicked off her 16th studio album called Tension with Padam Padam
Bop.
Her bop from the record. It is out now. It is, and if, I didn't really think about this until the song came out. It's her first actual modern record in a decade, really, because disco was homage to the disco era. Golden was country, Nashville inspired. Kylie Christmas was holiday. So she hasn't actually done a modern pop record with no actual theme concept behind it since 2014's Kiss Me Once. So I was like, wow, this is like a return to form in a lot of ways. This is just Kylie doing what Kylie does best, which is electropop, modern. It's giving fever. Literally, it gave me a fever. It's giving X. I love it. It sounds like what a modern dance bop sounds like. It sounds like Inna. It sounds like Ava Max, The Motto, and Tate McRae's 1035 with Tiësto, both of which happen to be co-written, co-produced by the guy who did Padam Padam, Lost Boy.
Oh.
So if you hear that, there's a reason. Yeah, this guy's got a lot of bops under his belt. And also, it was co-written by Ina Roldsen, who, Swedish queen, who did like all of the Saturdays discography, He About to Lose Me for Britney. She's a legend. Surprisingly, this is their first collab together. But I love it. It's horny. It's sexy. It's very, we met on the dance floor, I know you want to take me home vibes. I love her auto computer electro voice in the chorus. It's very robo EDM, very chilly. I like the padum right before the chorus drops.
It's so good.
I like listen to it loud in headphones or in a car and it really blows you away. The production is so fucking good. I would wish it was more than 3 minutes. I would have loved a bridge. I get how the game works, and I know that sometimes we're going for those streaming bops and it's okay. I'm sure an extended mix and remixes will come very shortly. And yeah, I think it's her strongest lead in a really long time, maybe since All the Lovers. I just think it has like a legitimate chance at actually charting, actually being, you know, like a top 10 radio kind of situation. Like, it feels very current. There's no reason, if like The Motto and Hot in It with Charlie and 1035 can have a moment, this could too.
I think it will. Everyone is loving it on first listen. I agree. I think it's like modern. It reminds me of Inna, Eurovision, summer, but modern, and also has a little bit of like a retro sound, which has kind of made its way back into dance with all these interpolations and stuff. But yeah, I love it.
I love it. I'm very proud of her. And it's also a situation where like Kylie is as important to me as a Madonna, a Britney. So like the nice thing about it is like, I exist in this bubble of I like it and don't and truly don't care if anybody else does. So it's I'm being well fed right now. But I'm glad that like people seem to genuinely like it. It's always a bonus when people also seem to like it. Because I had to Golden was not exactly my cup of tea, to say the least, but I love her, but I was not gonna, you know, a Nashville album was never gonna be it for me, really. So
her Joanne era.
Her Joanne era was a moment.
No, it's funny. You talking about X by Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very vivid memory of downloading that album off of like John Ali's blog.
Oh, yeah.
And like that era. But like, I don't know why, but like I have this very visual memory of that album, probably because of the cover being so memorable. Mm-hmm. Of like going on there and getting the album. And I feel like that was my first like foray into Kylie. And then like reading your blog, it's just like all that era. So it's cool to see her like still making good shit.
Yeah, it's bringing me back to X and Fever and Aphrodite, just because like, again, this is kind of her first really like modern attempt again without any theme or concept behind it. So it's just exciting again. And yeah, 16 studio albums in, 36 years after her debut single.
Difficult to get. Not everyone does that.
Truly, like to still sound so cool and modern. I'm just like, oh, legend. And I love the look for the video. Sophie Muller shot it. I would have loved a night scene, I'll admit. I would have loved a day and night, you know, because it's all in the daytime. But I think if she rocks that red outfit, I think it's Mugler, like for a few promo performances, it could enter into the iconography of all of her looks. I really like the flowing red cape and the red chair and the red look. So I also was pleased with that. And yeah, I'm generally very pleased with Miss Minogue, and I hope it does great things for her. I will be streaming. My heart will be padam-padaming.
If some DJ does a remix to this and it gets like a push in like the festival circuit, like this, I think will be huge.
Yeah. I hope they reached out to some cool DJs.
Yeah.
Dom Dala?
Honestly, though, like...
Like, really, help an Australian sister out.
That would be good.
It would be.
I'm still shook at that Nelly song. Like,
I know.
Hearing it live, like, the bass live was so fucking good.
Well, she's definitely at least in the peripheral of it, because we know that she did something with Purple Disco Machine, so there's something...
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more coming. And then, of course, the album is in September. We're going to pray no more of it leaks, because in the past week...
So far away.
It's so far away. And in the past week, her own official TikTok account had, like, the snippets of, like, all of the tracks.
Uh-oh.
Briefly uploaded. I don't know how it happened, but it was taken down just as quickly. But it's like, oh, God, with, like, 4 months to go. I don't know. In this day and age?
Yeah.
I don't know. But we'll see. I'm very excited for her, and I'm ready for this new era.
I hope she performs it at the Idol finale.
Oh, me too. Oh, yeah. God. I would love that.
As of recording this right now, I don't have the run. Like, and I also don't work on days that I don't get paid. So, like, I literally haven't looked yet.
I'm setting my expectations at, like, she'll do a local favorite. So a Love at First Sight or Can't Get You Out of My Head or even the Locomotion for, like, American Idol audience. But
yeah.
If she does do it, I will... be shook.
I wonder what Jasmine Sullivan's doing. I mean, well, by the time this is out, we already know, but...
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway.
What a week. Well, that is all for this main episode, but if you would like to keep listening to the conversation...
And keep on serving Kvant.
Yeah, keep on serving Kvant, and if you would like to keep on listening, we do have an after show every single week after the show. And so you can head over to patreon.com/legendsonly, support the podcast, and get more content. But until June.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for putting up with me this episode with this, the re-up.
It's like, it was me during the low awards. Like,
yeah, it's okay.
It's like the last episode right before we take a break. Like something happens to one of
something
us.
Something happens, yeah.
So... Well,
they said, oh, you want to take a break?
Yeah. Everyone's like, okay, so don't take a break then.
Yeah, yeah.
Divine timing.
Yeah.
No, but we're taking a break to experience life so that we'll have more to share with all of you.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be back in June right before the BB Rexha concert.
Oh, my God.
So it's like we come back, then I have Martin Garrix. And then BB Rexha, and then it's like basically Pride, and then it's like Beyonce, like there's so much happening. So
oh, late breaking, Paris Hilton now doing Central Park for Pride in NYC.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I might actually try to go to that.
Yeah.
Because Purple Disco Machine's doing it too.
Oh my God. But yeah, we kind of have to do that.
And then Amorphis is doing the 24th.
Yeah, but Christina's doing like three nights. Like I feel like we can probably make all of it happen. Pray for us for
yeah,
the month
we'll
of June.
See what the weather's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what the weather's like. Well, in the end, we just like stay in and not go to anything.
Yeah. That's not true. I've been getting out more.
No, for sure. And look where it got me.
Yeah, it's true. I wonder if we, do you think we got exposed at the Eurovision party?
Eurovision. I think so.
And because I'm antibodied, I was fine.
I think so.
Yeah. Because that was packed.
Because if not, then it was Janet, but like, that's probably, it seems like too long of a time
yeah
difference
was, yeah
so I think probably the Eurovision bars got Miguel.
Well,
it's just like a tattoo.
All right, everyone, well, we will see you in the after show. Mm-hmm. Stay safe, shake your tits, stream, padam padam, and keep on serving Kavant, okay? Because why? Madonna's doing it, okay? Okay. All right.
Boom.
Boom. Another week. All right, bye, girls.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.